or anything to make her be still? Did they say anything?
Make her be still while you was milking? Nothing on, just say be still or something else. That's all
did,
I was.
Did we say soft?
Yeah.
Huh?
Soft.
What did that mean?
Well, I think you heard him say soft, soft. I think that's what he meant. I don't know where it come from.
Soft. Be still now. Soft. Soft now.
Sounds like you said that before. What about if you're driving a wagon or a buggy? Have you ever heard people call one of the horses the lead horse?
Yeah.
Which one would that be?
On the left side. If it was two. If it was a team, the one out in front, you'd call that the lead. You'd call it near lead.
Mm-hmm.
Oxen, you have five yoke oxen. You have a lead yoke, you have your off lead, that's your right one, your near lead. And you have the neck yoke is your lead swing, and then your middle is your middle swing, and then your butt swing, and then your tongue off. And your near tongue off, your off tongue off, a near butt swing, an off butt swing, and so on and so on. Same way with you.
Yes, sir. Y'all had oxen?
Yes, sir.
Is that what you used them for mostly? Just pulling wagons?
No. Wagons.
People ever plow with them?
They have plowed with them. Some folks plowed with them during the Depression.
I see. Well, say if you had a piece of land with a lot of bushes and trees on it, and you wanted to get that piece of land ready to cultivate, what would you say you had to do to it?
To had to clear it. Mm-hmm. That means clear it of everything you don't want on it so you can cultivate.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard a piece of ground referred to as a deadening?
Yeah. If it's heavy timber, back when timber was no good, they'd first go in there and belt it, deaden it. And let it die. Some people had the idea, whether it was so or not, I don't know, I don't think it was, that if you went in and cleared everything off of it green, it did something to the land. But they deadened it and they'd die about a year, and then they'd go in there and clear it up.
I see. Did people have a name for a piece of ground that just been cleared?
New ground.
What about, say, if you plant, you're planting your crops and something came up in the field that you didn't plant? What would that be?
Be a lot of things. Cocoa buds and grass and weeds and stuff like that.
What about if, say, if you had a field full of peas or something like that and you got corn growing in it that you didn't plant?
They say this volunteer corn come up in there. A grain of corn got in there and volunteered.
Right. I see. Did people around here ever grow any wheat?
No.
Mm-hmm. You ever seen it growing around here at all?
No. Okay. I have seen maybe a little bit in the last years on for grazing cattle. Some folks planted a bit, mighty little right through here. I don't know whether I've seen any or not.
We're talking about food. Say if you cut the tops off of a lot of turnips, you might say that you were making yourself a mess of
turnip greens. Some folks call them the salad part of turnip. We say turnip greens or turnip root.
Do you like that?
Well, that, yes, I used to didn't eat the root. I liked tough in the spring, you know, and in the fall. But I got to where I like the roots too, you know.
When you're cooking your turnips, do you ever cook a piece of meat along with it?
If you got it,